Dennis Fritz heard the good news that Ron had prevailed at the federal level and would get another trial. Dennis had not been so lucky. Since he was not under a death sentence, he had no lawyer and was forced to file his own habeas corpus petition. He had lost at the district court level in 1995 and was appealing to the federal Tenth Circuit. Ron's retrial was bittersweet for Dennis. He was dejected because he was convicted by the same witnesses and the same set of facts, yet his habeas appeal had been turned down. At the same time, he was very pleased that Ronnie would get another day in court. In March 1996, he finally wrote the Innocence Project and requested their help. A student volunteer wrote back and sent a questionnaire. In June, the student requested Dennis's lab work, the analysis of his hair, blood, and saliva. Dennis had it neatly filed away in his cell, and he quickly sent it to New York. In August, he sent his appellate briefs, and in November, he sent his entire trial transcript. Later, that month, he received the wonderful news that the Innocence Project had officially taken his case. Letters went back and forth. Weeks and months passed. The Tenth Circuit denied his appeal, and when the Supreme Court refused to hear his case in May 1997, Dennis went through his own bout of depression. His appeals were over. All those wise judges sitting in their black robes and plowing through their thick law books had seen nothing wrong with his trial. Not a single one detected the obvious. An innocent man was wrongly convicted. The future of life in prison that he had so strongly refused to believe was now a possibility. In May, he sent four letters to the Innocence Project. In 1979, in the small town of Okarchi, just north of Oklahoma City, two men, Stephen Hatch and Glenn Ake, broke into the home of the Reverend Richard Douglas. In the ensuing ordeal, Douglas and his wife were shot and killed. Their two young children were also shot and left for dead. Somehow they survived. The killing was done by Glenn Ake, who was convicted and sentenced to death, then given a new trial because the judge had denied him access to a mental health expert. His appeal, Ake versus Oklahoma, was a landmark decision. At his second trial, he received a life sentence, which he is still serving. Stephen Hatch's participation in the killings was greatly in doubt and hotly disputed, but he nonetheless received the death penalty. On August 9, 1996, Hatch was strapped to the gurney and rolled into the death chamber on H Unit. Present in the witness room were the two Douglas children, adults by then. Glenn Ake, the unquestioned gunman, got life. Stephen Hatch, who killed no one, was executed. In 1994, a 20-year-old American Indian named Scott Don Carpenter robbed a store in Lake Eufaula and murdered the owner. After only 2 years on death row, he was able to stop his appeals and get the needle.